Hey friends, what's going on? Welcome to the podcast. I'm Corey Allen. You are you, and it's a pleasure to be here in this moment of time with you. I have some very exciting news. That is that my new book, Brave New You, is available for pre-order right now. If you go over to bravenewyoubook.com, you can pre-order the book. You can check out what it's all about. And you can see some nice things that my friends wrote about the book. Those friends being Young Pueblo, Nicole LaPera, Vex King, and Alexander L. They all had some really nice words to say about the books, which I'd love for you to see, honestly. But go over there, check it out. And whenever you do pre-order it now, you will get immediate access to 12 guided meditations that I created, as well as, I haven't made this public yet, but I suppose I'm making it public now. What's going to happen is that whenever you pre-order, you will be entered into a contest where you could win a one-on-one video session with me. So if you'd like that, you can go over to bravenewyoubook.com and pre-order yours now, and you will be good to go. Thank you for supporting the book. It allows me to keep on doing what I'm doing on this planet. Today on this podcast, I'm going to talk about just an interesting reframing of, you know, the negative and positive voices in our heads. You know, I was talking to a friend about this recently, and it got me thinking. You know, of course, all of us have a positive voice in our head, and all of us have a negative voice in our head, unless you are a monk that's been living in a monastery for 50 years, and then you have no voices in your head. So we all, you know, as we go through life, we have these moments where we have positive reinforcement and, you know, thoughts about our potential, about, you know, just the brilliance and beauty of the present moment and so on. And then we have this other guy in our brain, this other guy that is quite, I'm going to say, quite unpleasant, to be honest with you. He's an unpleasant guy. He says things like, you know, who do you think you are? You can't do this. You're not good enough. You are unlovable. You aren't attractive. You're not, you know, you're not good enough to have this type of life. You can't do that, and so on and so on and so on. And this voice is a real jerk, you know, and it's always holding us back and making us second guess ourselves and feel bad about ourselves. And, you know, we all experience this no matter who you are. You would think that like a certain level of success, of objective confirmation of your ability and skill, would quiet that negative voice. One would think that like, oh yeah, if I can just win enough in life, that part of me will go away. And I was listening to this very brief interview with Jerry Seinfeld recently, and he mentioned that negative voice still arises for him, which is, you know, I mean, the guy made one of the most famous TV shows in history, is worth $1 billion, and so on and so forth. That's a lot of external validation, is what I'm saying. You know, the world has said yes to him for the last 30 years, 40 years. And still, he's got this thought in his head that says, what are you doing? You know, why are you trying this comedy thing? You know? So the point is that we all have this, you know, and it's unfortunate because it really, it key moments, it appears and it holds us back. Like when you're about to click send on that email, like where you feel like you're moving into the unknown a little bit, you know, if you're going for something, if you're trying to get outside of your comfort zone and kind of go for it a little bit, that voice comes up and it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Who do you think you are? You are not allowed to do this. Or if you want to go talk to someone that you're interested in, like romantically, you know, that voice would arise and be like, please, you know, this is not, just go home, mind your business, not for you. And it's endless, you know, it arises in any type of situation. So I started thinking about this, about those two voices, and I just zoomed out a little bit, as I am wont to do, and looked at them and tried to understand, like, what are they really? Whenever let's pull them apart, look at the root of those two voices in our mind, and actually understand what they are. And by deconstructing them, we can then, of course, work with them more and understand them better and therefore become less affected by them negatively. So if I think about the negative voice, it's always telling you, you know, what you can't do and how you're a failure and how you're unlovable and how you're a loser and how there's you're not good enough to do this, this, and this. And it's all really, it's insecurities, it's bad experiences, it's traumas, all things from the past, right, that are, that we're still attached to, that are manifesting in the present. So it's all of these bad memories, really. It's like bad memories in relation to those experiences. So whenever we're about to do something, you know, to improve our situation in life, whatever that situation may be or aspect of life, somehow, something related to that that we have experienced over the course of our lives has a negative association, and therefore this memory comes in and says, hey, you know, remember that, you know, well, I almost gave a really dark example, but I'll skip that one. Just say, you know, remember, you know, that you aren't good enough, and so you can't do this. And if we think about the positive voice in our mind, it's all to do with the present, really. You know, it's who we are today. That's really who we are. So we're sitting there and we're like, oh yeah, I could do this. This will be cool. This will be fun. The positive voice is encouraging. It is allowing us to think about ourselves in terms of, you know, how other people think about ourselves a bit more objectively. And so what happens is that in these moments, the negative voice, which is this culmination of past baggage that we're carrying, tries to control the present from the past. And so the present voice, who we really are, is disrupted by this huge wave of bad memories and associations. And that turns into fear and anxiety and further negative thoughts. And so, you know, what's interesting is if you think about the negative thoughts as bad memories, essentially, continuing to carry those around with us whenever we notice them is essentially like carrying around your own garbage. It's like you don't carry around garbage from... Imagine if you never took the trash out in your kitchen for the last decade. And you're like, I'm just going to save all of those bags. And I'm going to tie them to my belt. And I'm going to walk around with them for 20 years, 10, whatever, however old you are. I'm going to keep collecting trash bags full of garbage. And I'm just going to carry it around with me, especially whenever there's a positive moment about to happen. I'm going to really go into the storage facility and get as much trash as I can out and surround myself with it, and then reassess this positive opportunity. You know, we don't do that, obviously, because it's gross, it's exhausting, it would literally hold us back, and it would disrupt our focus and our sense of self. Now, if we consider, you know, this allowing these negative memories to influence us, it's really doing the same thing. It's like the same thing. It's like carrying your garbage around with you. So what should we do? We should take out the trash, right? We should throw our negative mental garbage out whenever we recognize it. And we can do that by, in the moment, whenever we have a, you know, a positive thought, an optimistic thought, something energizing, some place where we're moving into, you know, like I said before, the unknown, where we're not necessarily comfortable there, which is a good place to go because it's how we continue to grow and expand. Whenever that negative voice arises, pausing and recognizing it, just seeing, oh yes, what's actually true is what I'm thinking in the present about myself, the positive voice. That's really who you are. Now you have all these memories about yourself or these things you've experienced over the last 5, 10, 15 years or whatever. Those things are rushing in now to try and get in the way of who you really are today. And so whenever you recognize that happening, remember this and think about those thoughts as trash and just see them. Go, oh yeah, here's this negative thought that says, who do you think you are? You can't do this. Be like, oh, that's a rotten banana peel. I'm going to chunk that out. And then return your focus back onto the positive thought before your energy was disrupted by this negativity. So you return it to, okay, that's a rotten banana peel. You're out. Now let's see what's back to where we were. Okay, I am excited. I feel good. I feel confident. Let's do whatever you're going to do. And so the more that you do that, you know, it will become easier. And that's how I handle these type of situations. Like, you know, even though I too wrote one of the great comedy series of all time, and now, you know, in my life, you know, I just because I talk about this all the time, of course, I don't want you to think that I don't experience these things that I talk about, because how do you think I learned to talk about them? You know, I experience them and I think about them and deconstruct them. And I try and offer some analysis for you all to, and myself to be useful. That's a pretty efficient system. Yeah. I had to think about it for a second. Yeah, that's efficient. All right. So anyway, here's how I deal with those negative thoughts. Like whenever they arise, I notice them just like I described. I feel them. And then they might emotionally just make me feel bad for a minute because I'm like, oh yeah, I am an unlovable loser. And then I'll just recognize that and just break up that loop of mental, emotional, intellectual feedback and be like, hold on a second. Nope, stop. This is ridiculous. This is just this intrusive past memory. You know, because, you know, I almost made another very dark joke again. It's this an intrusive memory that's making me feel this way. It has nothing to do with who I am today. Let me let it go and just start from that moment on, just really move right into whatever it was I was going to do. Send that email, you know, text that person, sign on to that project, say that thing, whatever it is that I'm about to do, you know, that, and I just go into it. So just recognizing it. And I'll laugh about it sometimes too. It's kind of my medicine. Also, if we're being honest, it's probably a little bit of a defense mechanism because laughter also has a way of disrupting reality. Kind of lightens everything and takes the teeth out of everything and it abstracts emotion and all that stuff. So I have a tendency to laugh at those things as well, but really because they're so absurd, you know, it's like, it's such a ridiculous part of life. You know, I've been thinking about this for the last, 30 years. Truly. I mean, let's see, maybe almost 30 years at this point. I've been thinking about this since I was really young, and it's responsible for who I am. This is all, it's so goofy. Like, life and everything that we experience, all this stuff, is just so silly. Like, there's so few things that we need to take seriously. You know? And it's like, whenever we're a wave of awareness trapped in a meat suit, moving through space and time, floating in the middle of infinity, and we know we're going to die. It's like, just, there's nothing to get that worked up about. You know, the stakes aren't high. You know, everything's fine. And so, whenever we have those thoughts, it's really just so silly that they even exist in the first place. Some negative thought that's like, who do you think you are? It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's so stupid. It's so meaningless in the grand scheme of things and in the not grand scheme of things, in the small scheme of things. So just, I hope that you use that tool to break the loop of, you know, negative thoughts whenever they arise for you. I hope it serves you well, and that you just get better and better doing that and are able to embrace the present moment of positivity and just suffer less. That's really what it comes down to, my friends. Okay, that wraps up for this podcast. Go over to, do not forget, go over to bravenewyoubook.com. It's full of things like what you just heard me talk about and much, much more. So go check that out. Pre-order it now. Thank you for doing that. Get your bonuses. Get signed up to have a one-on-one with me if you like. If you don't like, then you don't have to do it. If you don't want to talk to me, you don't have to do it. But in all seriousness, thank you for supporting the book. I greatly appreciate it. It really is important to me. So thank you all for helping me, enabling me to continue doing what I'm doing. Until next time, much love.